What up? I'm Naomi.
And I'm Andy.
We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians.
And we're the hosts of the comedy podcast Couples Therapy, where some of your favorite stand-ups do live sets about their relationship.
New episodes drop every Tuesday.
Download it on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This don't be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkeys.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get donkey today? Please tell me.
I have become donkey of the day.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, June 19th. I have a lot of thoughts today, so bear with me. Special day, first and foremost, because it is Juneteenth. Dropping the clues bombs for Juneteenth. Marks the last day of slavery. Okay, on this date in 1865, the last slaves in Texas and the Confederate South were freed. And it's a great day to realize that you're not on the boat no more. Okay, and it's a great day to not be a slave to your devices. Okay, do you hear me? Don't be a slave to your devices. And there's no device that has us in bondage more than social media right now. Okay, I have no problem with social media when used sparingly and correctly, but this has become our life so much that we aren't even able to recognize reality from fantasy and fact from fiction. People are allowed to go on their devices and be whoever they want and say whatever they want, and there are rarely any consequences to the recklessness that so many of us display via social media. We have normalized so many things that shouldn't be normal, especially violence. I saw when TMZ reported this young brother, XXXTentacion, had been shot yesterday. And I don't like to watch things like this, but I got a glimpse of this video, and I saw his what seemed to be lifeless body. And all I saw was a bunch of donkeys standing around filming this man instead of calling 911. Now, I know we live in Generation Numb, and the reason we are numb is because of what I said earlier. We see so much BS via social media that we have normalized things that aren't normal. And that's a very important thing to note. Just because something that's not normal is normalized doesn't make it normal. Okay, and the lack of empathy and utter disregard for other people's lives via social media is not normal. And the fact that people don't even know what's real and fake anymore is troubling. Okay, a lot of people yesterday were saying things like, I don't see any shattered glass. I don't see any bullet holes. I don't see any blood. How do we know this is not a publicity stunt? My people, that's sad when people have zero clue what reality is anymore. We have reached a dangerous place in our society, and that's why people pull out their phones to record these tragic situations instead of calling 911, because they don't look at these things like an emergency. They look at them like a show. Okay, some people out there right now who don't think XXXTentacion is dead. Take, for example, today's donkey of the day, Tony, who called the Breakfast Club this morning during Tell Him Why You Mad, because he was mad at us because he said we were reporting fake news and that XXXTentacion is alive. Let's hear what he had to say.
It's Tony. I'm calling from Boston. Good morning, guys.
Tony, get it off your chest, bro.
Hey, man, I basically was hearing you guys talking about the XXXTentacion situation. So I was on Facebook this morning, and basically the whole scenario with the whole fact that he's dead, it's not even true. He shot that scene for a music video.
Oh, God.
That's what he was saying on Facebook Live.
So what, he's not dead?
He is not dead.
Oh, God.
He is alive.
Why are you the only person that noticed, sir?
Why are the police reporting that he is dead?
Yeah.
That they took him to the hospital?
He is not dead. He was on Facebook Live last night saying that he had shot that scene for a music video.
Oh, God. Tony, and any other idiot who's thinking like Tony, who can't tell the difference between reality and online fantasy, XXXTentacion is dead. Okay, that young brother was a real person with a real government name, and he was pronounced dead yesterday, and that's what happens in real life, kids. People get killed. People die tragically. Happens every day to different people, and you probably don't care because you don't know any of these people. It's just entertainment to you when you are watching other people die online, but when it's somebody you know and love, it hits close to home, and you don't want to believe it, do you? Okay, you wish people were showing more empathy to the person you love, don't you? Instead of showing the lack of empathy for XXXTentacion that you do to everybody else because you watch violence happen online every day. I need you all to snap out of the matrix, okay? Poor Tony that called in this morning is still living in the matrix because he still thinks the brother XXXTentacion is alive. I don't know what he's talking about, and basically I don't care. All I care about is this being a wake-up call for all you young men and women. Look, I'm not here to judge that man, XXXTentacion. I know that he had domestic violence charges and was accused of beating his pregnant girlfriend. I get all that, but he's no longer here, and the only person who can judge him on that is his creator at this point. But I will acknowledge what I saw from him while he was here, and what I saw from him while he was here was him speaking a lot about death. Okay, I saw him say, next time, make sure you kill me so I can't talk. And I saw this video circulating online yesterday. Let me hear what he had to say.
Worst thing comes to worst, I f***ing die a tragic death or some shit, and
I'm not able to see out my dreams, I at least want to know that the kids perceived my message and were able to make something of themselves and able to take my message and use it and turn it into something positive and to at least have a good life. If I'm gonna die or ever be a sacrifice, I want to make sure that my life made at least 5 million kids happy, or they found some sort of answers or resolve in my life.
He definitely died tragically. And I believe in Proverbs 18:21, which is the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So whatever you tell the universe you want, you will receive. Now, I'm not saying he's dead because he spoke about being killed, because the most God-fearing, life-loving individuals on the planet could get killed. All I'm saying is certain circumstances are going to happen in life regardless, but I'm not going to do anything to speed up that process, okay? You can listen to me all you want right now and say, hey, how can you say, you know, what he spoke led to his death? I don't know it did, but I don't know if it didn't. So I'm encouraging everybody to speak life and not death. Interesting, we are having this conversation now because when Snoop was here, when was he here? Last month? He spoke on the power of the tongue. In particular, when he was fighting his murder case, these words Snoop spoke here on The Breakfast Club last month were powerful, but they went over some heads. But they are very timely now. Let me hear it.
When I wrote the song, I didn't have a murder case. And it just made me feel like my pen created this. Mm. Like, and I look back at all of the rappers that was writing about death. They all dead. Mm. And it's our pen. It's what we was writing. I hope I live to see 21 and blah, blah, this and that. And I know I ain't gonna make it. And death around the corner and I'm ready to die. And that's the era we come from, to prepare ourselves for death. So I started writing life.
That can apply to so many people. Okay, you get what you ask for, and you get it because you ask for it. Proverbs 18:21. Google it. If you want to live by it, cool. If you don't want to live by it, that's cool, too. Some people just don't want to understand the reality of a situation. Okay, and I want to give Tony and anyone who doesn't believe this young man, XXXTentacion, is dead, the biggest hee-haw, because he is indeed passed away. Rest in peace to that brother, and give that man Tony the biggest hee-haw. And what we need to be concerned about now is the person or people who killed this young man, because they're still out there. And to me, those individuals are way worse than XXXTentacion ever was, because to my knowledge, XXXTentacion never killed anyone. So we need to get those people off the street before they kill you or somebody you love. Okay?
All right. Seems like they tell it on themselves already. So hopefully,
I hope so.
By the end of the day today, we'll hear something.
I can't wait.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Now, my son is 14. He just texted me the whole situation. He told me he did it. Who did it? He figured it out himself.
Man, tell that little boy go to school.
This
is last week of school, ain't it?
Yeah.
Tell that little boy go to school. Tell
the
little boy go to school
ball.
And stop worrying about this.
His last day is the ball.
Tell him your daddy don't work this hard for him to be wrapped up around this kind of stuff, unless he plans to go to college to be a CSI agent.
Maybe he is.
Is he getting an early start?
I don't know. Okay. But he figured it out. He sent me all the information and stuff. I said, all right.
I just want all of these young kids to stop playing with their life.
Oh my goodness.
All right? Stop telling the universe, you know, all the negative things you want to happen to you, because the universe will deliver. Trust and believe.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey. Reach out and touch Michael right now.